Hi, I'm Maya, and I'm 11 years old, and I play the violin. You're listening to Kids Commute from Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Maya. That was Maya playing our Kids Commute theme on her violin. If you'd like to be featured on our show playing our theme on whatever instrument you play, you can find instructions, sheet music, everything at kidscommute.org. Well, hi there, kids commuters. Happy Wednesday. We continue with Carnival of the Animals, Part 2. Today, Camille Saint-Saëns uses his musical zoo to poke fun at other musicians, including himself. Now, we're going to hear two pieces today. They're meant to be played back-to-back with no interruption, so I'm going to describe both of them for you before we listen. The first animal that we meet in the zoo today is the pianist, in which Camille Saint-Saëns shows you a little secret. You see, in order to sit in front of a concert hall and play awesome, flashy music on the pianist has to practice for hours and hours and years and years. And what's an important part of piano practice? Playing scales, of course. The next piece, right after that, is called Fossils. Fossils are supposed to be prehistoric animals like dinosaurs that are so old that they've basically turned to stone. Saint-Saëns uses this to make fun of classical music that was really popular during his own time, pieces that he calls fossils to suggest that they are old-fashioned in the bad way. And there might be a couple of tunes you recognize here, including A vous diriger maman, which we know as Twinkle Twinkle Little Star. But the funniest thing is that the first thing he quotes is one of his own most famous pieces, the Danse Macabre. That's supposed to be about dancing skeletons, which are kind of fossils anyway. You'll hear the dancing bones represented by the xylophone. Here's Joanne Folletta with the Buffalo Philharmonic performing Pianists and Fossils.
Thank you.
Pianists and Fossils, two pieces in which Camille Saint-Saëns, a pianist and composer, makes fun of himself and other musicians in Carnival of the Animals. Now, kids commuters, we're going to give you one last hint for the Quizlet because we're giving you the answer early tomorrow. Here's our question. All week we've been asking you this. This week we've been looking for a type of bird that is beautiful to look at, but surprisingly mean. This bird is often used as a symbol of love because it mates for life. They call their babies cygnets. Here's one more hint for you. This particular bird is the star of this big famous ballet by Peter Tchaikovsky. Do you recognize this music by any chance? What kind of bird is that? If you know, send us the answer in a text message with your name and address to area code 231-237-7482. And if you get the answer right, we'll send you a Kids Commute prize pack in the mail. You can win one every 30 days. Okay, that does it for today's Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Hasta mañana.
Interlochen Public Radio.